When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this?
I would imagine Suns fans really enjoyed the feeling that they had coming into the season. It quickly dissipated because
they enjoyed it for like the, you know, for when they went all in to get KD, and it's like, hell yeah, like let's go win it all now. And then they like go and get Bradley Beal, and it's like, okay, we're really pushing them all in. And then they like, you know, now they're looking at it and it's like, oh no, this team is kind of not that good and we are ultra screwed from a salary and draft pick perspective.
I mean, it's why right after the season ended, the KD rumors started swirling again. It wasn't even necessarily that he might force his way out again. It was that like they have no other choice because they can't trade Booker. He's the face of their organization. If you trade Beal, you don't have the picks to give up to force
trade
teams.
Beal also has the
no trade clause. Yeah, but like also, even if he waives the no trade clause,
Why does he want to move? Why does he want to go to a bad team?
Well, I guess he's already on
a bad team, but
given the season that he just had, I think he would welcome it. Like he hated it there.
Can you guys send me back to Washington? They were really nice to me there.
Washington's like, not our problem.
Yeah. New front office. Sorry, dude. I know you were sort of supposed to be our Kobe, but sorry.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I still find myself preferring the Suns, like going all in. I would much rather have an era of commission over an era of omission because I'm going to look back on the LeBron and AD era. They won a championship, which is great.
Yeah.
But that
Can
doesn't
you imagine
live up
how
to,
we'd be talking if they hadn't.
Oof, yeah. But like that, it still doesn't live up to Lakers' expectations. I don't feel like, right? When you have two great players, the expectation there, realistic or not,
is,
to be fair, it's a different league than the one that the Lakers were like bad. Like, the league is deeper than it's ever been. I'm not, this is not me saying every Lakers title before this is Mickey Mouse. It's like, no, yeah, it was just, there was a different ability to go all in. Like, there was less talent spread out around the league. Like, the salary cap restrict, like, you could, the Lakers could just freely spend, outspend other teams more easily than they can now. There weren't as many other rich owners, you know, stuff like, it was just, it was different context overall.
Yeah.
Like, to me, the LeBron AD era will always go down as, like, at least to some degree a success because they did get that title in the first year.
No, I wouldn't call it a failure, but I don't.
There'll be some missed opportunities, though, I think.
I'm going to look back. It's going to be weird, right? Because, like, they won the championship, but I'm going to look back on it and always wonder what if, right?
Yeah.
And ironically, for both reasons, right? It was an era of commission with trading for Russell Westbrook, right? It was the Beal trade, which, again, like, Gray Raj, right? Different Raj, but Gray Raj saying, funny how two of the worst trades recently were Wizards guards, being Russ and Beal.
And hilariously, like different front offices. Like, it wasn't just like one smart front office that it's like, you know, like, hey, we're going to offload these guys, you know, while we can. Yeah. So you know how bad of a GM you have to be to get fired after getting assets for Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, you absolutely pants the Lakers and got fired despite that. But yeah,
turns out in retrospect, maybe shouldn't have just like given away KCP for like a bag of chips. Like, that was probably a bad idea.
Yeah, probably not. But like, I find myself, though, like, I'm probably going to look back on the LeBron AD era with, like, you know, what if in mind, because of the Russ trade, right? That's always going to be the moment that, you know, it's the what did I call it the other day with you in the chat? The canon moment from like the Spider-Verse movies that, like, you can't avoid, but absolutely devastates your life.
I like that you're comparing the Russ trade to Spider-Man having to lose a family member in every universe. Uncle Ben. Understand responsibility. Yeah.
Yeah. I no regrets. I stand by it.
Like, if you go back and undo the Russ trade, the whole universe actually falls apart. There is.
Yeah. I've lost uncles. The Russ trade hurt more. You know?
You're going to hell, dude. Yeah, I cannot believe you just said that on air. You're like, you know what? My uncle would understand. He didn't like it either.
He's a huge Lakers fan. It's actually what killed him. It's the Russell Westbrook trade. But yeah, I think this is like the last.
I'm going to hell now too, just for how hard I just laughed at that.
I think it's the hardest I've ever gotten you to laugh.
Anthony's like, yeah, you know, he's like, yeah, I've had family members die, but the Russ trade, it hurt me more. You know, I.
I think that, like, I think that's gonna go. That's going to go down as the hardest I've ever made you laugh. I think
it might be. Yeah.
But no, I, this is the last opportunity that the Lakers have. I just feel like we need to, like, put the 30-second countdown and just say, like, technical difficulties.
Dude, I'm like, wow. Actually.
Oh, man. Actually,
I cannot believe you just said that.
I doubled down too.
I'm gonna go on record and say that every single family member that I've been close to that has died has hurt more than the Russ trade. just him. It's just him saying this. I hope you didn't say that at the funeral. You're like, this was almost as sad as the day that the Lakers traded for Russell Westbrook.
I tapped the mic. All right, sorry everybody. I know
we've all
really
suffered a great
right
loss today, but it could be worse, and let me tell you why.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm getting like, I'm getting pulled off the stage.
Seriously, no joke. I am dealing with an abdominal injury right now, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna like have torn it again. And like, I think you just sent me to more physical therapy. I'm not.
I'm gonna be like, somebody's gonna be like yanking me off the stage. But you don't get it. It ended the era. It ended. That was the title window.
LeBron and AD could have won another title.
All right, I'm going to try to regain.
Okay. Yeah.
Composure and momentum.
I did not expect us to go 5 minutes on that. I'm sorry,
but no, I find myself though, like this summer, because of what I've seen from the rest of these playoff teams, like this summer, I feel like is the last chance that they'll have to really kind of salvage that what if sentiment, right? Yeah, you could go out and you could trade for the star that like sets you up after LeBron is gone or whatever. But I think also importantly here, if you don't get the star, that is not an excuse to not try to get your roster to the level where LeBron and AD, coming off of two all-NBA seasons, can viably compete for a championship against these other teams that, yeah, they're good, but not a single one of these teams. There is no... I don't feel looking at any of these teams right now the way that I felt looking at last year's Nuggets, even, right? I don't look at any of these teams right now, like let alone the Golden State Warriors when they had KD and all of those guys, but like even those Cavs teams, like nobody right now that is at the level of LeBron's teams when he was in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics are the closest thing to that, and nobody trusts them to come out of the East as much as like even with the path they've had, people are like, yeah, this is not, you know, it's not a threat on that level. I agree.
Yeah, and I find myself, you know, just I watch these games, and I'm made all the more frustrated, but also like, it's that weird combination of being frustrated, but also hardened and, you know, really, you know, nails home the idea that even if you don't go out and get a star, and I know that that's going to be the Lakers' focus, although there's a little less momentum behind that. It's always the Lakers' focus, but it's a little like to the best of, and Jovan and I talked about this when Jovan was on the show, right? I have noticed that that the sentiment there isn't as star or bust as I, you know, as it felt coming off of the year, off of their year ending. And you know, he agreed. So I don't know. It just sucks to waste a season where LeBron and AD were two top 15 type players. AD was a top 10 player. AD is the only player, I believe.
To be honest, they were probably both top 10 players. Like, I think LeBron probably should have been second team, but
probably. Yeah. I also like AD, the season that he just had, he's the only player in the NBA to be named to both an all NBA team and to an all defensive team, right? And narrowly missed being a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. I think he only missed it by like a vote or something like that.
And that, I mean, that's just people not knowing ball.
It is. You're not going to get like you're saying that.
I don't understand having Bam over AD, like for anyone, like as a defender or really in any capacity, but certainly not as a defender.
Yeah. It's just because people don't like that. AD.
Again, I feel like I've used the Pokemon analogy a lot, but like Bam is like Bam's like Charmeleon and AD is like Charizard of that player.
Yeah. Cause it goes what Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard. Yeah.
I mean, at least, I don't know. I feel like there's like Giga evolutions and stuff now that I'm not familiar with. But yeah, that was my Pokemon growing up was, you know, it was
those. This is my NBA.
Yeah.
But no, I that's kind of the part of this that whenever, whatever playoff game that you happen to be watching, I hope that that's your takeaway too. That like, yes, these teams are really, really good. I still have tears coming out of my eyes. Yes, these teams are really, really good. And the players that head them are really, really special. Luka is a top 2 to 5 player, depending on who, like what you value. Yeah. Anthony Edwards is transcending the you know, is just leapfrogging.
If he wasn't there already, he's going to be by the end of this playoff run.
Right. Jason Tatum is still mediocre, but like Tyrese Halliburton is
it's funny. I was going to, when you made the LeBron, like the East comp or whatever, I was going to say like these Celtics are sort of like if those LeBron Cavs teams, but like LeBron was like the 15th best player in the NBA instead. Yeah. So he had like this amazing, well-fitting supporting cast, but he just like wasn't LeBron, you know, like it.
Yeah. But yeah, I really sincerely hope, and you know, there's no reason right now to believe that it isn't the case, but I really sincerely hope that the Lakers don't once again look for an excuse not to push all their chips into the table, into the middle of the table, because they're not that far.
I mean, I agree with you. I just like, you know, I hate to be the dose of cold water at the end of this after we were just laughing and, you know, we've talked all this stuff. But like, I mean, to me, I'm going to believe it when I see it, because like the way that I evaluate this Lakers era, the last thing, you know, you've talked about sort of missed opportunities or whatever. Like for me, it just screams like job preservation over anything else. It's like if you look through at all of their moves through the lens of how does this help Rob Pelinka maintain, like remain employed for as long as possible versus like, is this the thing that could, whether it's boom or bust, that could help the Lakers get closer to winning? It almost always comes down on the side of this is the thing that will keep me employed as long as possible. Even going into, you know, we can transition this into the coaching stuff, but you know, if you were,
and LeBron saw that, like LeBron saw that, you know, that I guess effort coming. Right. He saw those intentions coming and was like, no. Like if JJ, like I don't know. Like, obviously I've never spoken to LeBron. I've only like been.
All right. Yeah, for those of you at home, jot it down. LeBron, not one of Anthony's internal sources. He just confirmed it. Okay. It could be any of the other guys on the roster or in the organization. It's not LeBron. All right.
But like I do have a pretty good feeling and have talked to enough people who are like close to LeBron to like, I don't know the guy obviously, but I do feel like he's not all that difficult to read is essentially what I'm trying to say. And on this one, even though like I tend to laugh, like remember when LeBron went to a playoff game and was like, oh, I just wanted to take in a playoff game. Like, yeah, I laughed that off. Like, that's ridiculous. I know what he's trying to do there and it's funny. But on this one, I legit, Yeah, it just happened to be a just happened to be a Cleveland Cavalier game that he sat courtside for.
Anthony, what's their biggest position of need?
Yeah. It got like a really long standing ovation too and everything like that.
Yeah.
But like I
the first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I find myself, when I saw this leak, partially because I saw it coming. It was literally one of the things that I was talking about at the party that I went to over the weekend. But it was, and also like Raj and I talked about on the show, like the night before that this leaked as directly as it did from Shams. But even like as it was going on, I totally understand where it's coming from because
it's not even a leak. Rich Paul went on the record.
Yeah.
And said, you know, LeBron and JJ host a podcast together. That does not mean that that LeBron wants him to be the head coach. And you know what? I think that's absolutely, I appreciate Rich standing up there because like, I don't think that hosting a podcast for someone should mean that you automatically endorse them to want other jobs. Like you, for example, like, I don't necessarily like me hosting a podcast with you does not mean that I want you to be my boss. You know,
yeah,
like I just again, I want to push back on that notion. I think Rich, like, that's totally fair.
Yeah, I that one that hurts too. I but no, I think and by the way, that isn't to say that like LeBron doesn't want JJ to be his coach.
Yeah,
it just means that he doesn't want to be the face of JJ being hired, just like he appears now to be the face of the Lakers trading for Russell Westbrook. He doesn't want to go through that again. And again, I don't blame him at all.
He saw how they played the Russ thing, which as you and I have discussed, and as I'm sure your sources have told you and whatever, like was a mutual thing. Who was pushing for it most, I'm sure is like a matter of debate, but that was something that every party involved wanted. That was not something where, you know, again, as much as we joke where, you know, LeBron and AD like stormed the Lakers offices, locked Kurt and Rob in the broom closet and called it in. You know, it was like, that was something that they all collaborated together on and they all have to own it. And the way that the Lakers, you know, front office,
the only person who has owned it is LeBron.
going back to the sort of the job preservation thing, what was the first thing that you immediately start hearing is that, you know, oh, like that was LeBron and AD and they pushed for it. And yep. So, you know, they sort of have to sit in it and they got to show us that they're worth us fixing the situation and committing more assets to it after their big mistake. That was bad superstars. You know, and that sort of thing. And like LeBron, you know, when you have that happen, you can see this coming where it if you're Rob, this is the thing that I've sort of discussed. Like, why do you hire JJ? And because you think that you can blame this on LeBron if it goes wrong. And if it goes right, then great.
Also, LeBron's not the only person seeing that coming.
If Rob goes with anyone other than JJ, then it's like not LeBron's not going in there and being like, I really want James Brito, you know? And so it's the easiest one to blame on someone else if it goes wrong. And if it goes right, then you're like, yeah, you know, we always saw JJ as a young Pat Riley.
We saw him as Pat Riley. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I it was like, it's not just, by the way, LeBron who sees it this way. Like the Eastern Conference executive who I spoke to for my piece was like, yeah, we all see it that way. We all know what he's doing. Like it's always really, really funny when rich people think that everybody around them are idiots or everybody who like sees what they do are idiots. And we just don't understand the world in the way that they do. No. You just
look at us. We're jingling these car keys over here. Look at it. Woo.
Yeah.
Oh, right. LeBron.
But like, you know, the number one thing I've learned over the course of my life is that like super duper rich people aren't actually that much smarter than all of us. You know, some of them might actually be smarter or whatever, but people are just
quite the opposite.
Yeah, they're beneficiaries of circumstance, and you know, and I tend to think, and through my time covering this team, and through my time covering Rob Pelinka specifically, that he seems to be one of those types of people who like thinks the rest of us are idiots. He thinks the rest of us like just have no idea how all like, and in this case, and I really kind of wondered. I actually asked around to see like, hey, does this leak actually change like the whole Reddick thing? Because like you seem to be caught. You know, like LeBron got out in front of this one. Does it change anything as it stands right now? I haven't heard it that it has or whatever, but like,
no, because they know, again, it's like they can sort of, you know, again, what is going to be people's first preconceived notion, you know, about this? There's a reason that LeBron and his camp felt like they had to get in front of it. It's that like, you know, he's hosting a podcast with the guy. Of course, most people are going to be like, oh, this is a LeGM at it again. And it's like, again, we've lost. Or a lot of the internet.
Shit, it's already started. Ability to like, even now, he got out in front of it, and even now people are like, oh, that's still LeBron. Still all LeBron.
Well, exactly, because, it's an easy thing to trace back to him. He's co-hosting a podcast with the guy. And so, you know, but at the same time, like, it's going to be hard for him to distance himself from that to casuals, regardless of sort of what he puts out there. And so, again, like, I don't think that it changes anything. Like, again, and I think that we've lost all ability to sort of be nuanced about this. Two things can be true. The Lakers can be doing this. Like, Rob can be doing this as a political move so that he can blame LeBron later. And LeBron can also want JJ as head coach, but also not be pushing for it and being like, no, you hire him right now. It's, you know, he doesn't have to.
No, I like if you were to ask me or if somebody was to ask LeBron and be able to inject him with like truth serum on the things that he cares a lot more about, I think like far and away the thing he cares a lot more about are the improvements that Rob Pelinka didn't make to the roster last year and needs to make to the roster this upcoming summer. Right. And like if they hire JJ, fine. Like I still think he has more buy-in than all of the other people competing for this job. Like that is also true here, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that if and when JJ gets hired, Pelinka should be off of, you know, he should carry no burden of accountability if it doesn't go well, which by the way, as Pan just has been talking about on Twitter,
that is
probably not going to go.
Job. That is his job as the executive. Okay. It doesn't matter if he wants to say, you know, hey, like, oh, this, like, how many times do you get to say this other person gave me a bad idea and I did it anyway, but also it's their fault? Like, you're still the final decider, you know?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I could name any number.
Like, if you don't think it's a good idea, if you don't think it's a good idea, speak up now or don't make the decision. You're still the one calling in the trade. You're still the one making the hiring. You're still the one making the free agency signing. Like, at some point, you don't get to keep pointing the finger and be like, oh, well, this keeps going wrong because it's all these other people's fault, even though I'm the one making the final thing and signing off on it.
Yeah. Well, the hypothetical you can't, but in this case, we know Rob can't.
Well, yeah, he is, you know, if there's one skill he's showing he's elite at, it is managing upward and, you know, managing the narrative to the only person that matters, which is his bosses.
Yep. All right. That, I believe, we do have a super comment, which means I get to play this bad boy. Stop watching! Jason Kelly writes, love how the Mikey and the Nuggets thought they were the 2015 Warriors when they were the 2021 Bucks all along. Jokic is closer to Giannis than Hakeem right now. I don't think being close to Giannis is that offensive. But no, I think the larger point.
I mean, I think to be honest, Giannis and Jokic are sort of in that same sort of tier right now.
Yeah.
Like, I think. Of guys, like if you're looking at sort of pantheon, again, I hate having these conversations about like active players because it's like it could change next year if Giannis wins the second title or if Jokic does or whatever. But right now, if you look at their resumes, they are I think they should be on similar sort of pantheon levels of player.
No, they won. Yeah, I think they've won one championship. Giannis has multiple MVPs. Jokic has more MVPs.
Yeah,
Giannis just one defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
yeah. Giannis has the defensive player of the year.
You think Jokic is going to get that one next year? I don't know. I mean, I've heard his like DVORP is pretty good, so you know. It is funny. He's an okay defender now. No one can accuse Jokic of not getting the absolute most out of his abilities on the defensive end anymore. So like, I mean, fair enough. Like, I don't think he's like the huge minus he was a couple of years ago, but. Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I think it's all. I think he's a better regular season defender than he would be a postseason defender. Like,
yeah,
if he has to go and defend a Steph Curry pick and roll, or if he has to defend a Kyrie Irving pick and roll, or, you know, we even saw him struggle with Anthony Edwards in space.
Or like a Rudy Gobert fadeaway, you know, like it.
All of those things.
Yeah. Equal levels of offensive threat.
Yeah. But like, I think Giannis is to defense what Jokic is to offense. The difference to me is that like Giannis is also incredible offensively, and I think would be better if he had a coach or if he bought into the coach who told him, hey, set screens occasionally and operate in the short role. Just try it one time, see how it goes. But that's not something that he's interested in doing. That's what's always so funny about the conversation about like coaches in the NBA is so much of it boils down to what your star is willing or not willing to do. Right.
Yeah. On some level that's on the coach, but also it's like, you know, you can't force someone to do something that they're just not predisposed to do. You know, there's no level of communication ability. Like, I think, again, to JJ's credit, you know, if the Lakers do hire him, I think he would instantly come in with a pretty good ability to communicate to NBA players because he has been an NBA player. He knows how to talk to those guys. He has that sort of resume and that respect and that gravitas. But like, again, you know, even if you hire JJ to coach the Bucks and he was like, Giannis, you know, all these numbers say that you're really good as like a roller and whatever. And Giannis is like, yeah, but I want to dribble the ball. Then, you know, it kind of doesn't matter.
So my comment thing is frozen right now. It won't let me do anything. So I guess Jason Kelly's comments is just going to stay up for the rest of the show.
A good comment.
Which is not going to be long, but still, it's going to be stuck there for a little bit. I hope that the...
We appear to have lost Anthony. So, you know, I am not a trained host and I was not prepared for this in any way. So hopefully he is going to come back shortly.
I'm realizing that the Jason Kelly thing was a warning that like it was StreamYard telling me like I'm about to crash. So you need to end this as soon as you possibly can.
I tried to juggle it for as long as I could.
Do you think you did okay?
No.
It's never a good sign when somebody I walked back.
I was not prepared at all. So
it's never.
I think I went like this, and then was like, "Yeah, guys, I don't know. Anthony appears to have crashed, so I'm going to try and talk for a second while he."
Yeah, it's normally like a terrible sign when I walk back in, and the person there is like, "I don't know what I'm doing right now. I was not ready for this moment." So on that note, we are going to go ahead and get up out of here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in the way that you do. And you have, it's insane, 700 people here on a random Wednesday night to listen to Harrison and me talk about my dead family members.
and not just your dead family members, that you don't really miss them more than you miss having, you know, the assets.
See,
from the rough
I think you're looking at that wrong. I think like it I miss my family members a lot. It's that Russell Westbrook trade crushed me to my soul. Like it's that like I may never recover.
This is the most psychotic thing you've ever admitted on air. Although it'll probably, you know, again, it'll endear you to like, I think, you know, watch, we're going to get a bunch of comments that's like, yeah, when my grandma died, it wasn't even that sad. Thanks, Anthony, for like, speaking out.
I've never even met my grandpa. Like somebody actually. That's technically me. I didn't meet one of my grandpas. So technically, you know,
stop.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Man, you know, if you would have been gone a couple seconds longer, I would have thought God struck you down from the StreamYard thing.
All right. Please do hit that subscribe button. Please do hit that like button. Please, if you're listening in the morning via podcast, subscribe wherever it is that you get your podcasts, preferably Odyssey. Please tell your friends about the show. Tell them that you love the show. Tell your enemies that you hate the show and that it's the worst thing that you've ever listened to and it offends
you personally.
And
that it will hurt your feelings if they listen to it.
If they listen. Yeah, exactly. I also love that unironically Harrison made the exact same point from earlier. I'm going to let that sit with those of you in the audience who know which point it was, which signifies that Harrison stopped listening to the show. It hurts my feelings a little bit, but I get it. I understand.
That's not true. I listen to every episode Raj and Aaron are on.
Fair. I do think I made that point. Now I'm forgetting what the point is, but as you were making it, I was like,
It likely is a point that you made on one of the solo shows, which I do not normally get to. I'll just be honest. I can't.
When I break
I can only
stuff.
Handle so much of you. I'm sorry. I know this is a bad plug at the end of the pod. But you just murdered your dead uncle, so I think we're even. That was him. He inhabited my body.
Bye, everyone.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.